Hello, welcome to episode 4F08, the Twisted World of Marge Simpson, original air date January 19th, 1997. I'm Josh Weinstein, executive producer, showrunner.
I'm cartoonist Matt Groening.
And I'm director Chuck Sheets.
So, this episode, I had not watched in a long time, and it actually has like a number of moments that I would consider pretty classically funny, but it also, it has a story element. There's a few episodes this season that I wish we had changed a bit, and if I could go back, I would have changed it. It has nothing to do with the original script by Jennifer Crittenden, who did a great job. And we always gave her these sort of difficult Marge episodes, and she always pulled them off really well. But it was in the decision to make the franchise a pretzel franchise, and to have their competitors be a pita bread franchise. And I remember at the time, and what happens is when you're swamped with episodes, you don't always make the right decision, but we were like, it's got to be a really realistic franchise. And yeah, you could, there's how, and we looked it up, and it's like, yeah, you could sell hot pretzels as a franchise, and yeah, pita bread is becoming popular now. And so, but in the long run, in the hindsight, it's just that pretzels and pita aren't so fun. So I wish we had changed that element to something sort of more fun.
But they're delicious.
We have as much fun with pretzels as you can in this episode.
That is true. That is true, and just the right amount of pita. Sharing all the profits. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that mm-hmm. fair? I guess I'm just not comfortable with the whole...
No, this episode, it's very much of its time. I wish I'd listened to Marge and her reluctance to invest, in hindsight.
This is true.
All in favor of expelling Marge from the Investorettes?
Aye. All right, Helen.
But what I do like about this episode is you really do feel for Marge.
Yes.
And you really like it makes sense that she would start her own business, and those upper women are really awful.
Yeah, actually, they seem to be, as the episode progresses, they really seem to have it in for her.
Well, maybe it's all for the best.
What do you need to make money for anyway?
Now, notice he's eating a hot dog. Because when I was watching this, I was like, why is he suddenly eating a hot dog? There! That's why he's eating a hot dog. Just like we said, if you see something unusual, watch it. Because something's going to happen with it.
Would be nice to beat those women at their own game.
That's great animation, that guy.
Should look into a franchise.
Greetings, humans. I am Investo the robot from the planet Opportuniac. My superior brain advises you to enter.
That's a pretty good robot.
It is, by the way. And it's really
it rolls well. Around.
Danger! Don't forget to pick up pamphlets.
I'll handle this.
But then it ends up being a bad robot that can't. You pour soda and it not only breaks, it flies over. Well, that's the miracle
of the franchise. You get all the. I love this stuff in here. It's very real.
Yes, now a lot of these, and also like Hank's voice, and a lot of these are based on real sort of franchises and get rich quick style things. Royce McCutcheon. And I can guarantee that Royce McCutcheon is a name that we slaved over for hours, but that was worth it.
Yeah, it sounds very, very believable.
Now, do you recall, were there any franchises that, any things that we cut out of this expo?
No, actually, I think we stuck with these, the ones that are here. There may have been a few, like, lines, like, interchanges that were, like, it was, like, tightened up a little bit.
Maybe no one will notice. Maybe the problem will just fix itself.
Now you're the one who's being naive.
Okay, fair enough. But you sound like you're ready to become your own boss in the exciting world of frame nudging. Yes, for a minimal franchise fee, you'll receive a pair of straightening gloves, a canister of wall lubricant, and a booklet of the most commonly asked questions you will hear, including, who are you and what are you doing here?
I don't want to own my own business. I don't know why I came here in the first place. Hello, Helen?
Marge?
Edna?
Marge?
Oh, my name is Agnes, and you know it's Agnes. It means Lamb. Lamb of God.
Tress McNeil is so great.
Yes, that is. She's the best crotchety coot. Now, Agnes does not really mean Lamb of God, but in case you're wondering or trying to look it up.
Disco record sales were up 400% for the year ending 1976. If these trends continue, hey!
I love this. This is when Disco Stu was still really fresh on the scene.
Yeah, he was relatively new. Like everybody in town is there.
Now, this is a great design, too. I got to say, there's a lot of really good designs on these
things. Yeah, it had a very, like the Fleet of Pita truck with all the, it's like red, white, and blue and everything. They're really like going over the top.
Why don't we call it pocket bread, huh?
Now, this is at a time when pita bread really was starting to become popular, and it was really lame, but they would, like Jack in the Box, the new pocket bread sandwich, and they did not call it pita because of its Middle Eastern context.
Mmm, that is good. What's in it?
Tabula and resme kebab.
That's our chef, Christopher.
I could see eating this. I really
is that... Was that Hank?
That's Hank in an
Hank
early
doing
version
gibberish?
Of the crab juice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Look at them. They've jumped on the one franchise I might possibly have considered thinking about becoming interested in. I'm not cut out for the world of business.
Do you sound like me?
Now, this voice is Mr. Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a coup.
It was. It was amazing because Jack Lemmon is, he's one of the greatest guys ever. Was one of the greatest
yeah.
guys. Ever. And we especially wanted him because if you've ever seen the movie Glengarry Glen Ross,
yes. Yeah.
And if you haven't, you should because it's an awesome, it's the best David Mamet movie ever. And Jack Lemmon plays a very similar character, sort of like a down on his luck, sad salesman.
Who still has, you know, is still trying.
He played a lot of desperate characters in movies yeah, over the years. Yeah. But yeah, but that
aside from his
was...
20 years as Superman.
And of course, Gil is based on that character.
That's right. But again, Jack Lemmon was, I think, one of the... Like, Jack Lemmon and Glenn Close were, like, two of the biggest actors that we got. And so it was a real thrill. And, of course, as is always the way, he was one of the nicest guys. And was a real gentleman.
No, that's always good to hear about.
But it's also when we're forcing him to talk about pretzels and stuff. He went for it.
When can I start? What's my territory?
Your territory... Well, let me tell you, wherever a young mother is ignorant of what to feed her baby, you...
The pretzel that's floating in the glass is from a gag where the pretzel broke apart, but we glossed over it.
That's what I was wondering about.
And now I just call attention to it. Everybody's going to see it, but I should have kept my mouth shut.
Hey, pretzels.
Oh, hello, I'm Frank Ormond, and if you're watching me, that means you've got pretzel fever, and not the kind that attacked my intestinal lining some years back.
Tess, we love that laugh that he did.
Eyes up and running. Start by setting up an office in your basement or garage. An automatic garage door opener.
I liked it. This is really well animated.
Yes. Thank you.
Next, blanket your community with flyers. A phony ticker tape parade will help you avoid littering laws.
That's a great design.
Yeah, that's a wonderful car. And Wiggum goes for the space girl thing, which I thought was good.
You're ready to make pretzels. Open your bag of ingredients.
Now, that's particularly sad, because that bag of ingredients has been sitting there for a long time.
Yeah. The cycle on the little millipedes is just, it's very, very simple, but you get that bug crawly kind of like idea, which is particularly disgusting. There was a shot in there, Homer gave Maggie a thumbs down on her pretzel, which I think might have been a little sad, so it's probably why it's not there.
Why, it's one of those pretzel wagons the movie stars are always talking about.
Here? And our plant?
I like this episode, too, because Homer's very supportive of Marge.
Yes.
The pretzel wagon way. Hey! Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, Homer's right.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I think that was an ad-lib on Dan's part as well.
So, I have never willingly ordered a pretzel.
Welcome to Pretzel Wagon.
You know, this kind of pretzel.
Yeah.
But I've been handed samples of them.
They're really,
in malls.
They're really
sweet,
good.
Though.
Yeah.
They're sweet.
Sometimes they are, yeah.
Not always.
You know, the kind they hand out at the free samples that I've had, I thought pretzels were supposed to be crunchy and salty. And these
maybe
were all
the
sweet.
New pretzel with super sweet, extreme pretzels that they have these days to entice people to.
Isn't that a fascinating little non-anecdote?
But I will say, since we have a little bit of time here, hot pretzels are delicious. Yeah. And you should try them.
Oh, really? I should? Because I've resisted.
There's places, there's franchises like Wetzel's Pretzels.
Yeah.
That hot pretzel is really delicious.
Or if you're in Philadelphia, you can get it. I'm from there, so they're like really great from there.
But they're chewy, right?
Yeah, they're hot.
Not like
chewy.
The kind that you get in a bag, which are hard and crunchy and like little sticks.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, slow down.
Now, this is one of my favorite sequences.
Yeah, this is good.
In this episode. And this was also when Cletus was really coming into his own.
Yeah, that's true.
Before, he used to just be a guy in the crowd, and then after 22 short films,
yeah,
with his featurette, we started to...
I do like that certain characters on The Simpsons know The Simpsons, and others don't seem, even though they run into them from time and again.
Dylan, Dermot, Jordan, Taylor, Brittany, Wesley, Rumor, Scout.
Rumor and Scout were the kids of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore. But all of those names are really trendy names from the 90s. And so probably some of our fans have those names. And
Cubert.
I'm thinking of you.
Hang in there, baby. You said it, kitty. Copyright 1968. Determined or not, that cat must be long dead. That's kind of a downer.
They're good pretzels, Mom. But you gotta think big. Find a major public event and set up shop there.
Now, this is my second favorite sequence episode. Coming up.
We were actually quoting this episode to each other, the exact lines, before we started this commentary.
That's right.
It's so funny.
And the 1997 Pontiac Astrowagon goes to the fan sitting in seat number 00.
Now, the funny thing is, a 1997 Astrowagon these days sounds really dated and crummy.
Yeah.
But back then, it was modern but crummy. It was up to date but crummy. And it's really well drawn, believable.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
Now, here comes the stuff we love.
Don't do that. You're supposed to be tasting them.
Hall of Famer Whitey Ford now pleading with the crowd for
some kind of sanity.
Pretzels now knocking Whitey unconscious.
Wow, this is a black day for baseball.
Yeah, I love this. Not seeing him getting brought down by the pretzels. He just cut back, and there he is.
Right, that's because we also, it's like, how are you going to show that? Yeah. And also take a lot of pretzels to really bring down a man like Harvey Ford.
I mean, if you're nothing special, why can't you...
That got a huge laugh at the animatic when we cut back to him lying there.
Aim so low, no one will even care if you succeed. Dinner's in the oven. If you want some butter, it's under my face.
Marge needs help. And God knows I'm not the man to provide it, but I know who can.
These designs here are wonderful, of the stuff in the yard.
Yeah, this is, we really wanted him to be a really happy fellow.
I'm here to see Mr. Ormond.
Of course. Right this way.
It's really sad.
Well, I guess I should speak to the executor of his estate.
There's a big pretzel up next to the coffin as well.
That's a really good joke.
I've never reached out to you before, but my wife is in here.
And it's sad. People talk, because there's a lot of talk about, like, the Simpsons curse that many people but it's not. The fact is, we like a lot of old guys.
That's true.
Who are close to going.
At some point, it'll be true for all of us, so...
Hello? No, pretzel wagons, no longer. 300 pretzels? Wait, let me get this down.
Wow, what an order.
Well, that's what happens when you can enlist a mafia. They'll really help you out.
Homer! Homie, wake up! Wake up, I'm back in business!
I had a feeling things would work out for you, honey.
So, I remember... this episode, we sort of painted herself into a corner, and we didn't have a way out at the very end. I will take credit for the final scene.
Oh, I was wondering. Yeah. Thank you. Because I had totally forgotten about that, and it was. We were like, what are we going to do? We already get ourselves into the pretzel corner.
Yeah.
And now how the heck are we going to get out of it? Well, thank you. Yes, because I particularly like that ending. Now, this is based on a sequence, a number of mafia movies, but a sequence in Goodfellas as well. If you see it, there's a great montage in that movie that this is based on. Yeah, that's a good joke. I remember we went through a number of pieces of music and we heard that. It's some classic recording.
Are you sure the children will get enough nutrition from these pretzels?
Yes, I am sure. Sure as sure can be.
Oh my God, what happened to your fingers?
Boating accident.
I believe it was a boating accident. I have to go now.
Now that joke feels like a Bill Oakley joke. I think, but I really like that.
They won't unload our falafel fixins.
Ship's impounded, ma'am.
Yeah, we found a couple of barnacles on the hull. That and the deck was wet.
That's crazy! And what are those men doing under my van?
Look, lady, if I was you, I would just leap into the air as I'm preparing to do. Here you go, Homer.
Thanks, Mo.
Ah, Homer, you know your money's no good here. Hey, wait a minute. This is real money.
Yeah, my wife is raking it in.
Greetings, Homer.
Hey,
Joe Montana. Yeah, always great.
Fat Tony, who we loved. I think we were really happy when we figured out, we could work Fat Tony into this episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Joe Montana is, as you might imagine, he's a real gentleman. And it's like, he's so... We didn't get to use him that much in our seasons, and we were like, we got to work with him, because he's a really nice guy, and he's always very friendly.
Only did me a favor to get something in return? Oh, Fat Tony! Good day, sir.
Okay, I will go. Hey, wait a minute.
Obviously the outskirts of Springfield there.
11905 Dead Weasel Road.
Oh, she's really going fast. Dead Weasel Road.
Well, that's what you can do when you're out there.
What's going on?
Is there a button? These keys.
Oh, you have to push in as you turn.
But it's also really realistic.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We are your business partners, and as such, we are entitled to a percentage of your profits. Something in the area of 100%.
What are you talking about?
We suggest you have a conversation with your husband. You have 24 hours to give us our money. And to show you we're serious, you have 12 hours. See you at 6 a.m.
Homer, did you tell the Mafia they could eliminate my competitors with savage beatings and attempted murder?
In those words, yes.
It just sickens me.
Now, we also intentionally, even though I like that 12-hour joke, we intentionally did that just to get to the ending quicker.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So
you don't want to see full 24 hours of trying to do this.
Your salty treat into America's already bloated snack hole. So I did what I could. I did what any loving husband would do. I reached out to some violent mobsters.
I know you were trying to shield me from failure, but this is my business, and the Mafia is not getting 1 cent of my money.
So what are we going to do?
We're going to do what we do every day. We're going to make pretzels.
Yep, we really painted ourselves into a corner.
We did. I could just feel it. It's like, what are we going to do? Do we have to show her making pretzels again for 24 hours? No way. That's why, yes.
I had that dream again. Oh, thank God. It's only Grandpa. Now what?
Sorry we're late. Could we have the money now?
The answer is no.
I'm afraid I must...
What I like about this, too, is it's a very real... Fat Tony's acting very realistically.
Yes.
And he has a wife who's asking him about the money. It's a very realistic portrayal.
Money now, and so on. So please, the money.
There's lots of nice animation on his hands. It goes very nice with his dialogue.
Advance on them.
There they are! Well, if it isn't Marge Simpson and her gangland crew.
I also like that Luann Van Houten is wearing her casual wear.
Snack business. But I'm afraid we've outdone you once again. Hiroshi? Yukio?
Perhaps you. So this was your solution.
Yes, yeah.
And we thank you because it provides an exciting ending, the show about pretzels.
Kill you five times before you hit the ground.
It's crazy.
You know, a show about franchises and pretzels and pita really needs a crazy ending. Now, interesting thing is, like, in the recording of this, when we're recording a fight sequence, we just ask the actor to do a bunch of different sounds, and then we'll go into the editing room and pull out various things, or also the director will take...
Yeah, we... Cindy Tang, the assistant director, had a martial arts magazine around the office, like you do, and it was there, and so we're like getting references from that to do the Yakuza bits.
I love you for trying.
What's going on outside?
Oh, it's just a mob war. Go back to sleep, honey.
Forgiveness, please.
Well, thank you. Yeah, here you go.
Well,
hooray.
Maybe I'll take credit back. I'm not so proud of that.
Well, it was
okay.
Ending.
It was okay.
It's got to end.
Yeah.
And yay, Joe Mantegna and Jack Lemmon.
Yes.
And Tress. Wonderful and Maggie. Work. And Phil Roman. And Mike Wolf. And Brad Bird was still on the show.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He came to most animatics and colors.
Yeah, he always had great... notes on, like, you know, storyboard things, and would always come up with interesting ways to shoot stuff.
Right. Well, I remember one time he told the director that to get a certain effect, they should take the film out to, maybe we already told us, take it out to a parking lot and drive over it. And everyone thought he was crazy, so I don't think they did it, but it probably would have worked.
Wow.